SRN News. I'm John Scott. Two senior Biden administration officials say President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping reportedly will hold a long-anticipated meeting Wednesday in the San Francisco Bay Area. Correspondent Ken Lorman.
Biden and Xi have no shortage of difficult issues to address in their first engagement in nearly a year. Taiwan's upcoming election, differences over U.S. export controls on advanced technology, North Korea, the Israeli-Hamas war, and more are expected to be on the agenda.
Mr. Biden and Xi will be in San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Also at SRNnews.com, at a news conference during meetings in India, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he's wrapping up a 9-day trip of intensive diplomacy, seeking to address critical objectives for the Israel-Hamas conflict.
Minimizing harm to Palestinian civilians and maximizing the humanitarian assistance that reaches them. Working to prevent the spread of the conflict. Focusing on getting hostages home, as well as getting American citizens and other foreign nationals out of Gaza. And working to set sustainable, durable conditions for genuinely lasting peace and security for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
Blinken speaking from New Delhi. Hungary's prime minister says Ukraine is not ready to begin talks on future membership in the European Union, signaling again that his country could pose a roadblock to Kyiv's ambitions to join that bloc. EU leaders are to decide in December whether Ukraine should be formally invited to begin talks to join the 27-member union. It's the world's largest trading bloc. On Wall Street, the Dow had 297 points, the NASDAQ up 244. This is SRN News. Glamour magazine names a man to its 2023 Women of the Year list.
Gina Rosero is an author and an activist. He's also a man, and Glamour is just the latest entity to embrace his transgender lifestyle. He was the 2020 Miss Universe Nepal contest winner and has been recognized as a leading woman in other periodicals. This isn't going without notice, however. Glamour's social media pages are crammed with actual women protesting the magazine's decision to honor Rosero. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
People came together across Germany yesterday to commemorate the 85th anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass. It was a 1938 attack during which the Nazis terrorized Jews throughout Germany and Austria. The commemoration comes at a time when Germany and the world is again seeing a sharp rise in anti-Semitism amid the Israel-Hamas war. This is SRN News. Homebuyers who can afford to bypass the highest mortgage rates in two decades are increasingly foregoing financing and paying all cash.
Homes purchased entirely with cash accounted for 34.1% of all sales in September, up from 29.5% a year ago. It's the highest share since February of 2014. The data comes from a Redfin analysis of home sales in 40 of the nation's most populous metropolitan areas. The trend reflects surging mortgage rates, which have made paying in cash more attractive to many buyers. Bob Agner reporting.
Parks and schools closed in Southern California after officials found asbestos in the charred debris of a historic World War II-era blimp hangar. Orange County and the city of Tustin declared states of emergency Thursday because of concerns about pollution from asbestos and other chemicals. That blaze broke out early Tuesday and is under investigation. More details at SRNnews.com.